So I was actually not wasting time online once this week, and I read an article by Serge Schmemann, the son of Father Alexander Schmemann, and he had a magnificent quote from his mother in it. It doesn't fit into the body of the homily, so I'm just going to stick it on the beginning now. Joy is an effort. This is Juliana Schmemann. Joy is an effort, a daily exercise of seeing the beauty of one's life through thick and thin, of singing Alleluia on a happy day as well as on one's dying day. Joy then becomes a habit, an attitude, a state of being. And it's our privilege, as we are doing the will of God here, to stimulate joy in each other. Does the media stimulate joy in us with all the political hoo-ha? Don't think so. We live in a gotcha world, don't we? Where bringing discomfort to one's opponents is an art form and the focus of many people's lives. We have people in our parish named after this lovely woman. She visited us here and was a true friend of our work. Joy is an effort, a daily exercise of seeing the beauty of one's life through thick and thin, of singing Alleluia on a happy day as well as on one's dying day. Joy then becomes a habit, an attitude, a state of being. It's work, but we can do it and we can help each other do it. So the real homily today is five practices of prayer that we see in today's gospel. I'm not going to recite the story of the presentation in the temple. There are two key characters besides Christ and his parents, Simeon and Anna. And these two people give us five practices of prayer as sort of a checklist to encourage us to enrich our own prayer life and maybe cover something that we haven't been covering as we pray. First of all, patience. We see it emphasized at the beginning of the gospel that Simeon had been there in the temple for a very long time, and he had a special divine revelation that said, "You're not going to die, friend, until you see what you've been praying for." But boy, did he have to wait a long time. Do you like to wait a long time? No, we don't. Neither do I. The second thing that we see is a focus on divine promises. Life has a way of squeezing it into its mold so that we focus on a lot of stuff that may be important at the time, but doesn't exactly have transcendent importance at all. But here's Simeon focused, apparently throughout his adult life, not just in old age, on the fulfillment of the most important divine promise for an Old Testament Jew. God is going to redeem his people, and he's going to send a Messiah. Third, these prayers of these two people, as you hear them in that gospel, very clearly, are God-centered prayers, not self-centered prayers. I like to say that ultimately, at any given moment and in a lifetime, we're either worshiping ourselves or God. And these people knew and practiced a God-centered prayer. They're giving thanks to God throughout the whole and blessing God and blessing other people. Read through that gospel again. This is a very other-centered, especially God, but also other-centered prayer. What did Jesus say in the teaching his people to pray? Pray this way: "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done." Not "hallowed be my name, my kingdom come, my will be done, please God." No. First, we get to ask for our daily bread and all the things that matter. Forgiveness of our sins, help. We get to ask for all of those, but putting God first. Fourth, I see an element of repetitiousness, of repetition in the gospel. It stresses that Anna, this old lady who was 80, 90, was in the temple night and day, night and day praying. repetitiousness, a prayer wherever we are. It wasn't because God didn't know what needed to happen. It wasn't because God had to be appeased in order to do well for his people. It was because Anna herself, this godly old woman, needed the repetition. And then fifth, the prayer is full of thanksgiving. One of the services that I like most in all of the church year is the Thanksgiving service of Metropolitan Trefon that we sing on the eve of Thanksgiving on Wednesday night in Thanksgiving week. And I just picked one of the odes, or the ecos, from this. It's so rich. Lord, I see your heavens glittering with stars. Oh, how rich you are. How much light you have. Eternity looks at me through the rays of distant worlds. I'm so small and inconsequential. But the Lord is with me. His loving hand is everywhere, protecting me. Glory to you for your constant care of me. Glory to you for providential encounters with people. Glory to you for the love of relatives, the devotion of friends, for the gentleness of animals who serve me. Glory to you for the luminous moments of my life, for the bright joys of my heart, for the happiness of living, of moving and contemplating. Glory to you, O God, unto ages of ages. So how do these five practices of prayer apply to you and me? And I may use the you here, but I'm thinking about me too. So don't be distracted if I am saying you, please. First of all, patience in prayer. Have you been waiting for something? Be encouraged. We pray for our children. Sometimes things unfold very slowly and take a lot of detours along the way. Be patient, like Anna and Simeon. It'll happen. God will answer. Do you have a sorrow or a burden? Focus on divine promises. God says, I'll never leave you or forsake you. He says, ask and you'll receive. Seek, you'll find. Knock, the door will open. Third, is there a request that you're too focused on? Remember, the practice number three was that their prayers were God-centered. Is there something that you are after, that you want, that you're too focused on? Get back to focus on God and His grace and His goodness for your prayer. That sometimes happens. We can pray for good things or for something that's just fine, but we get way focused and way out of balance. Fourth, the repetitiousness of their prayers. Have you been tempted to give up? Don't. Take courage. God answers us, and He'll move in our hearts and lives. And then, fifth and last, let us join with Metropolitan Trefon, with Anna and Simeon, in a life that's characterized by the prayer of joy, of thanksgiving, and of worship. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.